Hello.
Hello, hi, how you doing? My name is Ed. I'm calling for National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Would you mind giving me a few minutes of your time?
I'm sorry, from where?
National Opinion Service. It's only like 5 minutes long. This is Luis, right?
Yeah.
Hi, Luis. Okay, and I'm going to do it in English. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. Are you 21 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50? Go ahead.
Yes, I would definitely vote.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin? Yes,
Hispanic,
I'm talking to you.
Yes.
Hispanic, thank you. Hispanic or Latino, thank you. And if you don't mind me asking, what is your age? How old are you?
28.
28? I got 27. Okay. 28. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Protecting abortion and reproductive rights, 0 to 10.
A 7.
Thank you. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
10.
Thank you. Addressing immigration and border issues.
10.
Thank you. Fighting inflation and improving the economy.
10.
Thank you. Now, thinking about race relations in America today, do you think things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse for the Hispanic and Latino community?
Getting worse, to be honest.
Thank you. Do you believe that the health outcomes in general in the Hispanic and Latino community are better, worse, or about the same as in the white communities?
Worse.
Thank you. Which of the problems do you feel are having the most negative impact on the Hispanic and Latino community? You can select up to two. I'm going to reach over this. Ketamine, ecstasy, and other party drugs, alcohol, heroin, cocaine, meth and crack, cigarettes, vaping, marijuana and other cannabis products, opiates and fentanyl.
Use of fentanyl and cocaine.
Thank you. I want to ask your opinion about something called tobacco harm reduction. Tobacco harm reduction is a public health strategy focusing on lowering the health risks associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can't or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. Do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction will improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community?
Disagree.
You disagree somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Now I'd like to ask you to rate your familiarity with several different smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products. For each, tell me if you are very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar with the product. E-cigarettes or vapes?
Familiar.
Somewhat or very?
Very.
Thank you. Heat, not burn, tobacco products?
Not
familiar.
Somewhat familiar. Yeah,
somewhat familiar. Oral nicotine pouches?
Not familiar.
Thank you. Okay, and I'd like to give you additional information about smoking today in America. As you may know, smoking rates have gone down consistently for decades, but about 30 million American adults are still smoking today. That's about 1 in 9 adults. Smoking remains the leading cause of preventable death, accounting for nearly 500,000 American lives lost each year. That's about 1 in 5 deaths. After quitting and quitting is hard for adults who smoke. Only 1 in 10 who try to quit smoking are successful. Many have instead successfully switched from cigarettes, which is the most harmful form of tobacco, to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives. After hearing this, would you say that is the primary reason for this? What do you say is the primary reason for these changes? I'm going to read you this. Introduction of smoke-free alternatives to cigarettes to the market, more education and anti-tobacco advertising, more government restrictions and bans, and cost of smoking has gone up. Which one?
The ban.
The ban, thank you. I'd like to read you 2 statements about cigarette smoking. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. This is the first statement. We must recognize that not everyone can or will easily quit smoking. And while we will continue to educate people about the harm of smoking and support the efforts to quit through traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication, we should also ensure adults who smoke have information about and access to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives that will reduce their long-term health risk compared to cigarettes. The second one is, while it may be difficult to quit smoking, we should continue to focus entirely on getting people to quit all tobacco and nicotine through education about the harm of smoking and the use of traditional cessation products like nicotine patches and prescription medication. Which one do you agree with more, the first one or the second one?
The second one.
Thank you. And would you say that vaping is more or less harmful to your health than smoking cigarettes?
It's more harmful.
More harmful? Much more or somewhat more harmful?
Much more.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some statements people have made about smoking and the importance of smoke-free tobacco and nicotine alternatives to cigarettes. Please rate each one using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, and 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all, and you can use any number between 0 and 10. Let's be clear. When we talk about giving adults who smoke the choice to switch to less harmful alternatives, we're not saying that they shouldn't quit. Quitting all tobacco and nicotine is the best choice for adults who currently smoke. And we should continue to educate everyone on the risk of tobacco using and support cessation efforts for people who still smoke. But not everyone is able to quit, so some people may just choose not to. That doesn't mean that we should leave them to die. We can encourage people to quit and still provide adults who smoke with less harmful alternatives until they do. 0 to 10. Do you agree? Do you don't agree? 0 to 10.
10, agree.
Thank you. Medical professionals who should have access to scientific information on smoke-free tobacco products can save hundreds of thousands of lives. Have a responsibility to inform and educate their adult patients who smoke about smoke-free products. It is important for patients across all communities to have access to this type of information from trusted sources like doctors and nurses. Do you agree or disagree? 0 to 10.
I agree. 10.
10? Thank you. When someone is overdosing on opiates, their life may be saved by using another drug like Naxalin or Narcan. This drug doesn't cure their addiction, but it saves their life. And we hear about opiate death every night on the news. But smoking kills 5 times as many people as opiates. And the FDA is choosing to ignore the science that shows there are less harmful alternatives that adults who smoke could be using. We should take the same approach with cigarettes that we take with other drugs that get a lot more media coverage. Do you agree or disagree? 0 to 10.
Disagree.
0. What number would you give me? 1?
Yeah.
Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did not. But I'd like to ask you again, do you agree or disagree that advancing tobacco harm reduction, the public health strategy focusing on lowering the health risk associated with smoking cigarettes through cessation support, abstinence education, and moving adults who can or won't quit cigarettes to less harmful smoke-free tobacco and nicotine products would improve health outcomes in the Hispanic and Latino community? Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. In the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? Oral nicotine pouches, yes or no?
No.
Cigars? cigars?
No.
He not burn tobacco products?
I'm sorry?
He not burn tobacco products?
No.
Pipe tobacco?
No.
E-cigarettes or vapes?
No.
Cigarettes?
No.
Smokeless tobacco such as steep or chew?
No.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college, college graduate, bachelor's degree?
11th grade.
11th grade? You didn't finish high school?
No.
Okay, thank you. Are you married? I'm married, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Yes or no?
I'm sorry?
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Low income.
Thank you. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
It's urban.
In the city?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Regardless of how you voted previously, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, do you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted Trump.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican, Donald Trump, and Democrat, Joe Biden, will you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. This concludes our service. Thank you so very much for your participation. I really appreciate it. Take care. I appreciate it. Have a good night. Take care. Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.